Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In November, the city of Lynn lost its only hospital. Lynn Hospital was closed, an event that advocates describe as the culmination of a decades-long series of healthcare blows to the city. Now, Lynn has the fifth highest number of COVID-positive cases in the state, and some sick people in Lynn say they have nowhere to turn. WBUR teamed up with a Spanish-language newspaper, El Planeta, to speak with people there about this emerging hotspot in the COVID-19 outbreak. And WBUR's Simone Rios has our story.
Leslie Escalante lives with her husband and two sons in Lynn. Her husband is a plasterer, and they think he contracted the coronavirus on the job. Everyone in the house ended up getting sick, but the worst case was Leslie, who's 52 and suffers from diabetes and high blood pressure.
El dolor, sufría lo de la garganta.
She describes a terrible pain moving through her body, in her back, then in her bones, and in her head. Fever, chills, exhaustion, diarrhea. Because Lynn's Union Hospital closed in November, Escalante called the community health center to try and get a coronavirus test and see a doctor. She says she was turned away, told she wouldn't be seen even if she showed up in person, and to call 911 if she got worse.
¿Qué podíamos hacer? Llamábamos nosotros al centro médico. Nunca nos atendieron.
What could we do, she said. If the four of us had died in our apartment, the city wouldn't have known, even though we kept calling the clinic. Escalante says she felt abandoned, not just by the federal government that's offered no help, or state government. But she also hasn't heard from the city of Lynn and the community health center that wouldn't see her. Officials at Lynn Community Health Center say Escalante should probably have been seen given how sick she was, her age, and her underlying conditions. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jeffrey Paczynski says Escalante is the type of person who should feel welcome at the clinic. But whoever decided to tell her not to come had to think fast in the midst of a crisis.
How this person sounds on the phone, what they say their symptoms are, what they say their past medical history is. We want them to come in and actually risk being exposed versus is it safe for them to quarantine at home? And I think that's a really tough decision to have to make on the phone.
Nearly 2 weeks after she first called the clinic, Escalante says she was finally able to get the COVID-19 test. But she says knowing the results won't heal her. What difference does it make if they tell me I tested positive or negative? I have five chronic diseases, she says, and I'm sick. What I really need is to see a doctor. And Escalante says she's still waiting to get an appointment. Densely populated working-class neighborhoods are emerging as harbingers in the COVID-19 outbreak, places like the Bronx in New York and the city of 95,000, just 10 miles north of Boston.
We're being overwhelmed with these serious cases of COVID-19.
Lynn Mayor Thomas McGee says the city is being hit harder than the numbers indicate.
The reality is that we're not getting the testing we need, period. The testing, the contact tracing, and the kind of things that we need to do to get this under control has been unavailable.
Partners Healthcare lists Lynn among a small group of hotspots that include a few Boston neighborhoods, as well as Everett, Revere, and Chelsea, which has the highest rate of cases in the state. Lynn has half the rate of Chelsea, but the number of cases jumped nearly 90% last week.
It's the poorest city on the North Shore. It is the most diverse city on the North Shore. It has the lowest income.
Attorney Laura Gallant is a board member of Lynn's Community Health Center and an opponent of the decision to close Union Hospital. On the North Shore, she says Lynn should be the last place to shutter a hospital.
The overall quality of the housing is lower. It's more crowded. There's more immigrants, there's more non-English speakers, educational attainment is lower, income is lower, I mean, all of those things. And a more rational system would say this is where we need to site healthcare resources and facilities.
Despite all this, partners decided to close the Lynn Hospital in November. That's because the two hospitals in Lynn and Salem were losing money, and partners decided it made sense to consolidate resources in one facility rather than offer inferior services in both. Dr. David Roberts runs the Salem Hospital, and he's standing by the decision to close Lynn, particularly in light of the COVID outbreak.
I can't tell you the number of docs that have come up to me in the last few weeks and said, aren't you glad we had closed Union? Can you imagine trying to deliver this kind of care in two hospitals, in two ICUs, two emergency rooms. We would have been stretched incredibly thin. I think we're a much better position to handle the pandemic.
Robert says the Salem Hospital has enough beds to handle the outbreak, but in mid-March, Roberts and his team scrambled to open a testing site outside the old hospital in Lynn. Dr. Adrienne Allen helped open an emergency respiratory clinic on the site earlier this month. She says the problem now isn't lack of testing, but how to get the word out that testing is available.
If you're in the community, you have a sore throat, a runny nose, a cough, even mild symptoms, it's okay to get tested because we need to understand what that is, right? Things we would normally ignore. And while there's COVID going around, and if you live in Lynn, you can get tested.
Partners has ramped up testing in Lynn to the point where they can screen 200 people a day. But after weeks of telling people there wasn't enough testing, getting people to the testing site isn't easy. One Lynn resident with no plans to get tested is Juana Gomez. She believes she's sick with COVID-19 after coming into contact with her brother, who tested positive and who's still in the hospital in Salem. Gomez says she plans to isolate herself at home and doesn't think she needs to see a doctor. I'm afraid of going to the hospital, she says. First, because I don't speak English, and then because, as a Hispanic, if they didn't give us the same priority they give white people before the crisis, and knowing how far this virus has spread, I'm scared. But Salem Hospital President David Roberts says people like Gomez need to be careful when deciding to ride out the sickness without any help.
Someone like her should probably go to the respiratory clinic, get examined, get her lungs listened to, potentially get a chest x-ray. What we are finding is people, wait, I don't want to go to the hospital. I don't feel that badly. And then all of a sudden, they can't breathe and they call the ambulance.
Now Juana Gomez says her biggest fear is spreading the virus to the 14 other people who live in her building. So far, she's the only one who's gotten sick. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.